A prayer on your knee can stop wars. Remember when the drought happened and Ray said, why don't we just shut this drought down? And we all agreed in faith. Nobody said, well, you know, we might not win. We didn't even give God a back door. We just took authority over it and it started raining. And then as a scientist and a farmer, he explained that the gentle rain came first so that it wouldn't wash away the soil. And then it continued to rain and didn't stop and the drought was over. We took authority over in that room at church.
Amen, amen. Yes, we did.
We have abilities through the love of God. And in his presence, we get it. But if your focus changes, if you look at the people and the contrariness and their laziness and, you know, they're always doing something wrong, if you focus on that, that'll get bigger than God's ability in your eyes. But when you're looking at the Lord, he'll have you steps ahead. He knows what they're going to do. He knows what people are doing. And he knows how to get people's attention again. Through this situation that God didn't start, God doesn't waste opportunities. If people give him an opportunity, then he'll use it. And I believe he's using this and like Perry Stone said, people that wouldn't take time and go to church, they watch sports. Now they can't watch sports. They can't go anywhere. They can't go to a restaurant. Everything's shut down. Now they got to think a while. They got to rethink their life. And they're with their family. And, you know, they get a chance to reflect. But when anybody go in the presence of God, they're going to receive more. when we go in the presence of God, we come to a point we can represent his love properly. Excuse me.
Amen.
And we can represent his love as it is. And it's amazing to people. So when he said motivation, it takes motivation to draw near to the Lord. Then it takes motivation to continue to draw near to the Lord. You know, the worm Satan is going to try to look like a dragon in your eyes. But when you look at the Lord, you overcome all that. And you stay motivated. You stay determined. That's that determined love. I will not stop. Then he gave me another word called dedication. So, you know, reasonably, I wanted a definition for that. And he told me about dedication. He said, dedication never takes no for an answer. Dedication never takes no for an answer. And I don't mean just from Satan, but from nobody, from no situation, not even God. When God gave you a promise, when you're dedicated, you don't take no for an answer. No is not your answer, and it's never going to be your answer. You stand on the word of God and you take what's yours, and you act on his wisdom, and you're going to be perfectly safe. Now, if the Lord give you information you don't have, at that point, whatever you put in motion, you're not taking no for an answer. If you go with his wisdom, you're going to be better off. But if you don't, you have to actually stop. You have to stop what you were doing and change course when he give you more knowledge or more wisdom, like Kenneth Hagin did. He was praying for the man. It was his practice to not take no for an answer. So he was praying for the man to be healed. This man continued to backslid. But at this point in his life, he was dedicated to God. And the wisdom of God said, no, this is as close as he'll be to me. Now, only God can know something like that. He said, let him come on home. Don't pray for him. But he had to stop his works of believing God for his life and let him go on to heaven. Otherwise, he would have went back to the world and went to hell. Because God can't reverse his justice. His justice is perfect. And we have to come up. That's why we have to come up to his standards. We have to live the love of God and not allow the satanic, the unfruitful works of darkness to form in our lives. It's up to us to stay pure in our heart. That's not an accident. It's not an accident to walk away from God, and it's not an accident to get saved in the first place. Whatever you do, it's on purpose. temptation starts to distract and get us on board with something. But the Lord, one day I was doing a broadcast, and he said, when people start, when they start on the trail of lust, greed, or pride, anything of the world, it takes a little bit of a leaven of hatred to break through the bonds of love. The love of God has boundaries. Some things you just won't allow yourself to do because you have the love of God in you. But it takes a small amount of hatred to form enough for you to break through the boundaries of love. So if you fill your heart with the love of God, you'll fulfill all the law. You'll be legal. You'll be like Nick was talking about in the courts of heaven. You'll stand. It's important to have dedication. Dedication never takes no for an answer. And I said, well, that's what it does, Lord, but what's the definition? And I asked him that while David was talking. I looked at it and I was listening to David. And then he said, relentless love. I said, no, thank you. In my heart, I said, thank you. But relentless love comes from loving God, allowing his love to be the what's capital in your life. When you love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, you can't get in trouble, but you can come out of trouble. But you can't. Trouble won't be a part of you. The law that you know already will be enforced, not for salvation, but from salvation. And that's real important. We don't do good to be saved. We do good because we love God and we are saved. He made us righteous. We're not being righteous to attain something. That's just the way we've been made. And we can grow in it. And anything that's a problem, any habit systems, that can be difficult to defeat. But with the love of God, it can be easily defeated. Some things may take time. Some things is not. They may not be a sin. They can be weights, distractions, and sometimes you have to learn. You know, like healing, the ability to not take no for an answer. If you're in pain or if you're sick, there's a way to do it. And when things seem too big for me, I asked the Lord to show me how to do it. And as long when you have his love, it's easy. When you're motivated by his love and you have dedication, that's like a graduation of motivation. When you're dedicated, you're not going to take no for an answer. And you're going to continue until you get it. And I had to do some things like that. I said, in order to repent fully, I'm going to have to learn some things that I don't know. Now, I could always do what I knew to do and stand. You know, Mary said we can, in Ephesians, we learn to walk, sit, and stand. And sometimes you have to just stand until you learn greater. And then you can proceed forward. And as the Lord taught me how to do things, then I make the adjustments. And making the adjustments always makes your life greater. And guess what? The world becomes smaller. And the dragon turns back into a snake, then a worm. So we have the abilities to crush Satan's head in every capacity. All of our prayers avail much. We can change the weather. If you notice a storm coming, you can intercede and stop the wind. These are our abilities in Christ. At our will, you know, the two witnesses, they stopped. They cause droughts at the will of God. Remember, a drought is an offense in war. If you cut off the food supply, you cut off the army. Armies can't fight without food and water. So, when you know, there's a reason that these two witnesses did what they did. They were shutting down, you know, the army so that and the wicked to give God's people a chance to repent. And they were just harassing the false prophet and the Antichrist. So they wanted them dead. And when they died, the whole world, the world system, people of the world system, rejoiced and gave each other gifts like it's Christmas. And that's going to happen. But when we are able to do the same thing now. We can shut wars down, stop them, delay them. But when people, when the word is not taught properly, you know, they won't have faith for it. But if, when you trust God, not only will you come to a point where you can believe things you normally couldn't, as you trust God, you're going to find yourself operating in greater abilities. And then from there, you can learn about it. Sometimes when I'm ministering, or when you're preaching, when y'all are teaching, the Lord calls you to say what's necessary. And it's beyond the spectrum of your knowledge. It's beyond us. The Holy Spirit gave us something to learn about it, and it'll heal our problem. But when I say something that's beyond me, I go back and I ask the Lord to train me in it so I can keep it. And again, never take no for an answer. So if there's a concept that you desire, a situation you desire, it's legal, it's good to go after God and get it and not take no for an answer. Many things are shut down because of how things look, how it's seen. If you look at the work side, remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So whatever work you're going to do, there's a joy attached to it. When I fix cars to pay the radio bill, to preach, there's a joy attached to it. It's not like work anymore. I have a purpose. Whatever I do for the Lord, there's a energetic joy about it. But the enemy will say, you know, praying an hour or studying the word for hours or listening to the word, that's work. If people look at it wrong, it'll be wrong. But when you, it's a privilege. Sometimes I go to bed, I know I got to go to sleep, and I have to close my Bible and go to sleep. But I listen, I look at it on my phone. I have to plug it up and put it down, go and go to sleep, because I know I have to go to sleep. But my heart wants to keep steady. there's a joy attached to the things of God. And your appetite for God increases. All of this happens when the love of God is first. You know, people can be skilled in faith, skilled in healing, skilled in teaching. But without the love of God, it becomes a work. But with the love of God, it becomes a privilege and joy, great joy. These things of God, you know, you're going to find out that you can do things like raise the dead and walk on water. And there's no reason to really walk on water. Jesus did that to show us that there's more that we can do. These things are some things are important. Sometimes we can believe God beyond the spectrum of our vision. And the Lord will take us there. And there won't be any pride. You won't have pride. When you follow God, you'll do it without pride. And sometimes people begin to do things, they get in pride, then pride causes them to be an enemy. Because that's another level of darkness. There's a level of hatred in pride itself. And since I saw that God hate that sin the most, I spoke that I hate it. And I like what David said, the false way I hate, Psalms 119:104. And I have referred to it for a long time and forgot where it was. That's why I asked David where it was. There's no limit to how much you can love God. And the more you love God and his people, the more you realize God loves you. The more I love his people, the more I realize God loved me just like I love them. And I could see it. I had a comparison. By loving people, I saw myself. I remember myself in different stages of my life, and God's mercy was on me. I remember my parents prayed for me to get through. You know, I was telling my mother about the Holy Spirit. See, they were Methodists. And I said, you got to receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. And so you can pray. She said, who you think been praying for you all your life? And I thought, at one moment, I thought about all the dangers I've been in and the things we did. We rode too far on our motorcycles. We rode up a mountain by the airport, and somebody, a guy named Derek Lee, he said, I know how to get to the trails on that mountain over there by Central Plaza. We rode through the city, had no business doing that, didn't even have a driver's license yet, and we went up the other mountain and looked back where we were. We could all been hurt, missing, or dead, but the Lord protected us. And I thought about all the things that I had done, all the dangerous stuff that we did. And we survived because we almost got hit by cars while we rode our motorcycles. We didn't talk about it because we didn't want our parents to sell them. But her prayers kept us alive and out of trouble. And it opened my eyes to something I didn't see before. Then, and so there's no limit to how much you can love. And also, there's no limit to how much you can hate evil. You can hate evil as much as you want to. The very thing that was a stronghold, you can hate it so much that to the point that you despise it. Not the people, but the sin itself. And you can despise what it's doing to people and the deception that goes with it. It makes Satan look like a giant. All these evil things go with it. And that's what you focus your hatred against. And when you love people, they know it. And when you hate sin, they know that. They can even sense it. And when people will look at you to see if you're going to take the bait. If, you know, men, they watch you to see if you're sincere. They'll do things to test your sincerity. And when you pass the test, when they have trouble, which they will, they'll confide in you. It happens. So there's no limit to how much you can, and there's a freedom in just hating sin itself. And then some things seem to be a stronghold, but when you receive more of the light of God's word, you have strength to stand and hate it. You know, you have strength to stand against what the evil and also hate it. So thank God for Charles Capps. And I learned to confess what I want, and I started considering situations that I wanted, how I wanted to be, and I would confess it, and that opened the door for me to learn from the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak, but you have to make His word yours. If you're too distracted, you'll forget it. But if you capture that thought and hold it, it'll help you live. By speaking the word of God, when the Holy Spirit would come and train me or say what I needed, I would latch on to it. I would hold on to it with dedication. I was already motivated because He taught me how to love people. My motivation came from loving people. I do things that I normally, when, you know, in earlier stages of my life, I wouldn't have done the things that I've grown to do. But by loving people, I made myself obey God. When I gave Him that vow, I said, I got to do this. Well, I didn't always want to do it. And sometimes I was afraid. But I had to do it because I made a vow. Then I found out following God is good. And I understand when people say, hey, I don't want to go down that road. I understand it. I don't fault them for it. But the only reason I did it was because I made a vow. Now, attachments. The enemy uses attachments to slow us down. Things that we struggle with, things that we didn't deal with. And attachments could be fear that we didn't deal with. And I don't fault people for that. You know, it's subtle. People don't always see the attachments. These things are recognized in the presence of God. So to help myself, when I find attachments in my life, anything that I didn't never dealt with before, the Lord called them the things that you know to get rid of. Those are there are allowances, and also what's the other word he used? Reserves. Things that you know to get rid of. Those are reserves. And then there are allowances. Those are things you didn't realize to get rid of. Because I asked him, what's the difference between allowances and then reserves? He taught me about reserves a long time ago. and allowances a few years ago, and he said reserves are on purpose. And there are allowances, limitations, you know, things you didn't deal with yet. So the Holy Spirit can help us deal with it and to make myself ready to receive his knowledge and his strength and greater information. I say I hate certain things, and I say I love certain things, and I say I'll do all that's in his heart, so when he reveals more, I'll get on board. And that makes it, following God is easy, but you have to do it in his strength. And in his strength, you become the master. The word of God gives you the mastery of your own life. And then from there, you make God your master. You know, you have the authority here on earth, but God is going to respond to what you give him to work with. If you want to make great changes in the earth, put it in motion by your faith and by your prayers of faith. And then give you more information, stick with what he says. Be motivated to receive it and dedicated to perform it. And you'll be instrumental in that work. Sometimes, you know, eventually, if Jesus tarry too long, we're going to die. But we can put something in motion while we're alive. And that's what I saw when Brother Horton spoke that message back in 2015. What you take, you know, the little boy took his lunch, he gave it to Jesus. Jesus blessed it and gave it back to him. Now, that little boy is going to be rewarded for all the food people ate that day. What you put in motion, the Lord can take your puny, you know, and I say it's puny actions, because in doing God's word, we may not lift 100 pounds. You know, how heavy is a smooth stone to kill that giant? You know, that's not even a pound. God will take our prayers of faith, our love, our actions, and multiply it exponentially. You know, I don't know how God does it, and I stop trying to figure it out. I just focus on him. That's how it all works. Just focus on him, and then he'll do it. And he'll help you cut every attachment, lay aside every sin, and the weight. Some weights are not sin, but the Holy Spirit has strategy, and he'll help you to move things out of the way that shouldn't be, that's holding you back. And it can affect your emotions. Your emotions will become healthy. With healthy emotions, you continue. And then you'll see what's next. God is going somewhere with all that he gives us to do. And that's why whatever he gives you to do, make it live. Don't take no for an answer. See it through. Because your voice is very important. And why, you know, your body may not be strong, but your prayers are. Remember, God has to, whatever he do, to get people saved, he's got to do it legal. So he's got to use us. He's got to use people to do it. And remember, though, many that are last will be first, and many that are first will be last. You're not limited by money. You're not limited by finance. You're not limited by fame. God can put an anointing on you that can change this world rapidly. How? I don't know. But he can. He can cause you to say the right thing to the right people. He can get your voice where he needs it to be. He can honor your faith wherever you are. And it can make the difference. That's why it's so important to what things that we can do is speak the words to people we know. Speak God's words to people we know. Pray for people of authority. That way you're involving God. Some people won't pray for the leaders because they feel like the leader's an idiot. If the leader is an idiot, you really need to involve God. Some people won't pray for the leaders because they say, well, he's a genius already. Well, if that's the case, that's good. But you really need to involve God, because every person on the planet is under satanic attack. And he can make the wrong things look good and the right things look wrong in their eyes. But when you're involved in God, you can change the power balance. And then Satan will begin to look like the worm that he is. You know, one attachment is doubt. Doubting against God is, you know, the word of God will help you heal in that area. And it will help you see how it really is. Because when God do great things, he used people. You know, Lester Sumrall said, most of the time when change is made, it's done through individuals more than organizations. Because in organizations, people don't always train. Some people train, some don't. And the ones that don't, they can look right and make the ones that are right look wrong. And people will go with, you know, what looks good. But when you're following God, you're going to be odd. You're going to do what people are not doing. You're going to do what people are not used to. You're going to love people when it's not popular. And you're going to stick with what's right when it's not popular. And you're going to have standards when others don't. But eventually, people will see it. God said, if you love people, they'll respect you. If you're holy, they'll trust you. And if you're wise, you'll hold their attention. He just need people that will be motivated and dedicated, never taking no for an answer. Now, as God,
amen, apostle, we're getting really close to our time.
Yeah, I want y'all to get some feedback. Amen. But that's
we know you're so caught up. David is caught up too because he hadn't recognized it.
Oh man, I love it.
But ask the people if they need any prayer or if they need anything because it's cutting off time.
All right. any comments, questions, any needs for prayer?
I just would like to say to our Fresh Start family that the Ephesians 1 and 3 has really been impacting in my life. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, my children were on the freeway the other day, interstate, and there was a high speed chase. The police was after these two young men, and my daughter and my four granddaughters were in the car, and they were coming so fast, and I was so blessed because the Ephesians 1 and 3 prayer has been something that I've been just feasting and confessing, and I am just totally convinced that because of my commitment and my continuing in God's word, those angels, the Holy Ghost and God kept them because my daughter said, Mama, they was coming so fast. She had called me after they had passed them up. Mm-hmm. She said, Ma, the car that they was chasing was right on the side of us on the wall, because they were running, and you know, speeding away from the police. And Tiffany said, Ma, she said, that could have been our lives. And just the other day prior to that, and it happened this month, a little baby lost their lives, and also another man was on a high speed chase from the police, and he had a 16-year-old son in the car, and he ran into an 18-wheeler, and he lost his son. But I was prior to all of that. I know, I'm totally convinced that those prayers, the prayers of the righteous, availeth much.
Yeah.
And like Brother David was saying, we don't even know how powerful we are. Mm-mm. You know, I'm just continuing in that. Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 prayer,